Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to get to the lines, but I want to throw this out. This is a fact that's very disturbing. Congress, the House, just voted to make Juneteenth Day a national holiday, which was good. Juneteenth Day celebrates the day that the enslaved people in Texas learned about their freedom from Abraham Lincoln and the success of the Union in the Civil War. And there are Juneteenth Day celebrations in Milwaukee and a lot of cities around the country. The House just voted to make it a national holiday. There were something like, 17, 18, 19 votes against it by Republicans. One of them who disgraced himself was Tom Tiffany, one of our congressmen from Hazelhurst, up in the 7th Congressional District. He was the only congressman from the Midwest, East, or the West, outside of the Texas-Arizona area, to vote against it. The rest were all from the South, one border state, maybe Arizona. Tom Tiffany in Hazelhurst. Who is this guy? And it didn't even come up for a vote in the Senate because it was held up by Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. Wisconsin, between Tiffany and Johnson, held this thing up, and Tiffany voted against it. Everybody else voted for it. There were over 400 votes for it in the House. What's with Tiffany? What's with Ron Johnson? They don't speak for Wisconsin. They do not speak for Wisconsin. It's disgraceful. Going to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks, Colin. What's in your mind today, Mark from the SAC?
Yeah, it is disgraceful. I mean, Ron Johnson, if you ask him, where were you, why do you side with the Confederacy? I mean, that is the question there. But you brought up the whole Stalin thing. I mean, if I was running ads against these Republicans, I'd be having them, every single one of them, including the woman from Wisconsin, went down there and said, we should do this in Wisconsin. She wants to bring it back here. The ads I'd be, TV, if I was running TV ads, I'd have them be morphing into Joe Stalin. And with that, I'm counting the votes now. I mean, that... We have to call them out. I mean, that when we see them, the entire Republican delegation, if you see them in a restaurant, you just got to confront them and say, why do you side with Joe Stalin? Why do you hate democracy? I mean, the old-fashioned thing of shunning is maybe it needs to come back, and you just need to confront them. And if they tap their side, indicating they have a sidearm, you say, well, you just threatened me with a firearm, and have them arrested. Maybe that's radical.
And you're talking about Branchon of Menominee Falls and Murphy of Greenville. Four of them went down there. Four Republicans went down there to observe the Cyber Ninja audit. Cyber Ninja at this point may have withdrawn, and there may be a successor. It's not clear who's doing the counting. But Branchon and Murphy, when they came back, Branchon, Menominee Falls, Murphy of Greenville, and you know they were accompanied by in their review of the audit? Eric Greitens, the disgraced former governor of Missouri, who had to leave the governorship midterm when a woman came forward and said that he had a fondness for bondage and spanking of a woman who didn't consent, and somehow he avoided criminal prosecution. Now he's their leading candidate. Name is Spanky, they call him, leading candidate for the Senate for the Republican nomination. He was down there with the Republican from Wisconsin. Picture him in the Milwaukee Journal, all three of them pretending to look for bamboo in the ballots, Spanky and Branchon and Murphy. But I'll tell you what, Spanky showed no interest in Branchon and Murphy. There's no fear that somehow he would exercise his proclivities on them. They are really kind of a sad case, the two of them. Actually, all four that went down, they come back, these two, Branchon and Murphy, and say, we need to have a audit like that here. We need some of that good bamboo scrutiny. We need some of that good ultraviolet scrutiny. Some good cyber ninja folks prowling through our stuff. That's what we need. This is sick. I don't know why. I know that an assembly seat isn't a large constituency, but somebody's got to wake up and say, we don't need this. We absolutely do not need this. And you're right. Mark from the SAC is absolutely right. That whenever we're confronted with this, remember, it wasn't an American who said it, it was Joe Stalin who said, doesn't matter who how people vote. What matters is who counts the vote. One very weird thing, by the way, was that at the Geneva summit between Biden and Putin, the niece of Osama bin Laden, her name is Noor, N-O-O-R, Noor bin Laden, same last name. His niece, it was in Geneva on the water in a boat right outside where they were meeting, protesting the summit, and she held up a big Trump won flag. Trump won. And I didn't know this. It turns out that Osama bin Laden's niece supports Donald Trump. Now, some people may say that that's because Obama and Biden's admission executed her uncle, right? Executed Osama bin Laden for masterminding 9/11. Near the grounds of their military academy, be like West Point, okay? So that would be, as let's say Osama bin Laden was hiding out here and we said we didn't like him, we were looking for him, and yet we put him in a house near West Point. I mean, that's really what it was. So we're only giving Pakistan a couple of billion a year to keep control of their nuclear weapons. We want inventory, we want to know where they are, and if they fall into the hands of bad people, we're going to have to take some action. Right now, there are fundamentalists in Pakistan who side with the Taliban, and they side over in Afghanistan. They have a border, and it's a very dicey area of the world. Some very good people from Pakistan have come to the United States. I met some of them, some physicians and others. They're top-notch, very, very nice people. But the authoritarian culture is a real concern to the United States, and it should be. It really should be. But his niece, Osama bin Laden, first of all, why isn't she arrested? Somebody walks in and says, I'm Noor bin Laden, I'm Osama's niece. Oh, really? I'll tell you what George W. Bush did right after 9/11. He flew about 50 people out of the country. Bush did. Saudi Arabians, before the FBI could interrogate them and see how widespread this plot was. And some of them were bin Laden's relatives. The reason Bush did that, some people say it's because the investments that he and his family had in Saudi Arabian interests. Some people just say he wanted to protect Saudi Arabia. I don't think Saudi Arabia should have been protected. Saudi Arabia, 17 or so of the 19 people who did 9/11 were all from Saudi Arabia, and they had links to the Saudi Arabian government. Anyway, we're coming to the end of the show. Stand by for some great programming. Matt Flynn Direct. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.